This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with an SEO news update. With the synonym ability of Google, they really are able to now read the intent of on-page content. So that means we're seeing results, and we have done since April. I've reported about this before, where the page title may not necessarily have the exact key phrase, but they'll usually always be related. So with their ability to look at intent and to use synonyms, put the emphasis on making sure that whatever you put on your website makes perfect relevant sense to whoever your target audience is. So name it appropriately. You don't have to put it to the letter, but name it appropriately. The links pointing to the site will be appropriate, even if they're branding signals, and they'll be well-balanced and a great profile portfolio. This week we changed our reports, and our advice to customers when they join us is you should add your website to Google Webmaster Tools, and you should download the recent links to your site using the simple export function that they provide. But Google Webmaster Tools is the number one place you want to pay attention to the links, because if Google recognize it and report it in Google Webmaster Tools, you can be sure that they're aware of it and that they're basing their judgment on your website around this link portfolio. So even though we have extra tools like Majestic SEO and Ahrefs, Google Webmaster Tools is really the reporting that you want to be paying attention to. If you want to export that report and send it to our team, we're happy to have a look over your links and give you some ideas around what sort of quality of links you've been getting. The other thing we pay attention to is what type of content is on the sites where you're getting links. If it's good quality content and it's relevant, pointing back to your site, and Google are aware of it in the Google Webmaster Tools, we think that's a good thing. The other partner to Google Website Tools is Google Analytics. You should definitely be looking at things like how long do people spend on your site, what is the bounce rate of people when they arrive at your site, what are the search queries that people use to come to your site, and you can also now look at real-time visits. You can watch people on your site right now, see where they're at, and get all sorts of data that helps you understand the usefulness of the things on your website. So what can you put on your website to help people get more value from your website? Here's some ideas. Case studies are really, really popular. People like real results instead of theoretical stuff. They also like statistics and any type of screenshots or measurements or data that you found that you can share within your industry. A lot of people really like research data. If you commission a research or you find someone else's research, that's a really good thing to include. What we've been adding to our web development site lately is screenshot tutorials. We put screenshots and text that show people how to do things, and that's extremely useful information, and it gets lots of visits, and they stay on the site for a long time, and they have a look at the other training and tutorials. Another thing that works really well is curating, which is organizing content. It could be yours or someone else's. One thing that we do each week when I put these videos out, we actually rewrite the description of these videos and put it to the majority of our own SEO and traffic-related websites. Each version of it is 100% handwritten. It's unique and valuable because it accompanies this video, and it will get indexed across all of our sites. So we're actually curating our own content on our own sites. So if you have more than one site, you might want to look to syndicate your own content to yourself and rewrite it. I hope you've enjoyed these tips. I'm James Schranko. This is superfastbusiness.com. I'll catch up with you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.